Text numéro 58. How Australia is seeing a big shift on plastic waste. A range of single-use plastic, including straws, cutlery and microbeads in shampoo, will be banned in Australia's most populous state, New South Wales, in a bid to reduce waste. Australia has been very active over the last few years in moving to ban single-use plastics, says Shane Cucco, the plastics campaign manager at the Australian Marine Conservation Society. There's been incredible progress, considering just 2 years ago, not a single state and territory had banned single-use plastics. Australia has a complex record with plastic waste. Though it has long been accused of inaction, the country has also seen celebrated examples of leadership. One of the forefathers of the anti-waste movement was Ian Kiernan, a property developer who became a professional yachtsman. In the 1980s, he had an environmental epiphany during a solo race around the world. In 1989, Ian Kiernan launched Clean Up Sydney Harbour. A year later, it became a national event, and Clean Up Australia Day was born. Clean Up Australia is about empowering you. You choose where you clean up, we'll give you the tools, adds Ms. Kiernan, who's the chair of the organisation her father set up, which attracts 1 million volunteer waste warriors each year. In June, New South Wales banned lightweight plastic bags. Other items include single-use plastic drink stirrers and cotton buds, as well as expanded polystyrene containers for takeaway food. Queensland will disallow many of these products in September 2023, and Victoria will act sooner. The pace of legislative reform might be impressive, but Australia's mission to tame its plastic waste problem has a long way to go. A global comparison of plastic waste management placed Australia 7th for its overall efforts to control plastic pollution, behind European countries, Japan, the UK and the US. In June, Australia's National Science Agency reported some good news that plastic pollution littering the coast had fallen by 29% compared to 2013. For Ms. Hardesty, a research scientist, it was a heartening discovery and a sign that government policies were working. We are starting to see a real change in our relationship with plastic, she said. We are starting to put a price on plastic, where we actually treat plastic as a valuable item, as a commodity, rather than just as waste. Think about aluminium. It has intrinsic value and we don't tend to find it lost to the environment, she said. I don't foresee that we are going to have a plastic-free future. I'd like to see us designing with a legacy mindset, designing products for longer term and thinking about what is the next life of that product going to be. Adapted from BBC News, October 2022.